she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies and
I
saved my
dime. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
And JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Hey, hey, hey.
And me, Sybil. Hey. Hi. Welcome. We're here every Saturday taking your phone calls. 877-881-1053. So glad I remembered that because the phone number's not posted in this new studio. We got fancy new digs and it's not on the wall anywhere. I'm naked now.
It will be.
I know it will be.
Sure.
I do know the Autoflex Leasing fan text line. It's 43733. And David knows the numbers to Autoflex Leasing. If you want to give them a call, they are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can follow along with all of the stories that we're going to do on the air this morning on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Autoflex/Facebook, you can like us and watch all of the cool videos and the stories that we're going to do.
And coming up at 9:15, we're going to have a guest on. His name's Jim Ziegler, and he's going to talk about the Fiat-Chrysler merger. So stay tuned for that. But first, smartphones and cars have made this, speaking of mergers, this nice merge. And it's almost like you have a smartphone inside your car these days.
Yeah, you know, and it's a real problem for regulators because regulators want us to do something. It's just ridiculous. They want us to look at the road and drive the car we're driving.
Yep.
They don't want us to watch the center console or look at our phones or text. And automakers, on the other hand, understand that people want technology in their cars. In fact, the amount of people that buy cars for technology has doubled in the last 3 years. So you've got all these automakers trying to figure out how to integrate your smartphone into your console and so that your console looks like your smartphone. In some cases, it actually is your smartphone. And you've got the regulators saying, gosh, guys, they're driving these 2,000, 3,000 pounds of steel 70 miles an hour.
Weapons.
Don't you think it'd be a good idea if they looked at the road instead of... And it gets sort of crazy because now they put allotments in for how long they think it's safe to look away from the road.
It's not safe to look away at all.
Well, but that's what we're dealing with. So... Some of the regulators say that it shouldn't take more than 1.5 or 2 second glances for a total of 12 seconds altogether, not looking at the road to complete a task.
Okay. So how many of you would like to be on the highway and just close your eyes for a second or two?
Ew, that sounds horrible.
Well, that's what you're doing when you text.
But
that's what you're doing when you look away from the road. It's like having your eyes closed. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but you have your peripheral vision.
Right. Does that help you when the car in front of you slams on their brakes?
New fancy studio is so big I can't reach her. I'll get her at the break.
So anyway, again, it's sort of ridiculous in a way, but they're trying to figure out exactly how long your attention can be off the road and you still be safe. And of course, it's due to circumstance because if the guy in front of you locks him up, it doesn't matter. 2 seconds and you're in his back seat.
And I saw that happen this week on Thursday in Richardson, as a matter of fact, where Autoflex is.
What happened?
I was headed southbound on my way into work right here at CBS Radio. And in the HOV lane, I'm just going to say hypothetically, I was running late and by myself in the HOV lane. And I looked down for a second, I think, to change the radio station or something. And I looked up and the car in front of me had slammed on her brakes and she was jutting out to get back into the regular highway. And so I could see right in front of her, a motorcycle was in front of her. He hit the car in front of him, and he flew off into the median guardrail. And thankfully, that was there. But it looked like it was in slow motion. He slammed his head up against the guardrail and just slid down like a cartoon character. And so I know. But he was okay. There was no blood. And, you know, of course, that caused everybody to stop. So I could see the guy in front of him got out of his car. The girl who was trying to get back into traffic got out of her car. So the two people right in front of and behind of the motorcycle got out and helped him, and he took his helmet off, and he was alert and everything. So I got back into the highway and called Richardson Police and told him about it, and I'm sure he's probably recovering now, but it happened so quickly. I remember thinking, wow, if I had been doing anything else, I would have slammed right into that car, and probably she would have crushed the motorcycle driver. I mean, it happened so quickly.
Yeah, it doesn't take but a second. That's why this is a little bit crazy to me, because and people are going to look away. But the more we keep adding to cars, the more convenient they are to text, I guess. Mm-hmm. My car reads text to me. Mm. It'll read a text to me. But guess what? To get it to read the text, I have to look at the center console. I have to grab a mouse on the console. I have to move it over. I have to click on read me. And then that lovely little voice goes, hi there. I'm reading your text.
So your brain is completely engaged in this other task as well, because there are so many different steps, and you have to remember that, because if you don't do it all the time, just like anything that's not a normal movement that you have to kind of think about it, then your head is also not on the same thing of, I'm really proud of you for not being doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And not crushing the poor motorcyclist.
Right.
That, you know, it wouldn't have, initially, the accident wasn't your fault. But if we don't pay attention, we can definitely make things worse, people.
Absolutely.
So I'd love to hear how long our Autoflex leasing fan texters feel it's safe to look away from the road while they're driving and not kill somebody or themselves.
Okay. Let's move along to something called the chicken tax. And is everyone familiar with what the chicken tax is?
I was not familiar.
Heard of it.
Okay.
Were you familiar?
The chicken tax is the reason that you don't have imported small pickups in the United States.
Okay.
In 1963, a tariff was placed on chickens by Europe because they said the United States, which was a lot better at growing chickens back then than they were, was illegally dumping chickens at below market price to ruin the chicken growers of Europe, I swear to God. And so in retaliation for them cutting our chickens off, we decided to place a tariff on things that came from Europe. At the same time, amazingly enough, the UAW was about to go on strike.
Which is what again?
United Auto Workers.
Okay.
Okay. So they were going to go on strike. President Johnson at the time didn't want them to go on strike because he was about to run for re-election. He didn't want that happening. So along with the other items that they placed the tax on, which were all food items, they said, okay, well, let's just tax these small imported trucks too, because Volkswagen at the time was shipping over 1 million minibuses, and people were buying them like hotcakes. And the UAW said, well, okay, if you'll tax those pickups so it cost them too much to bring them over, we won't go on strike. It's called the chicken tax, and it's been in effect since January the 7th, 1964. Now, the reason it's important is it's fixing to go away, because the free trade agreement that President Obama wants to have the ability to create free trade with both the East and the West, both Europe and the Orient, it will eliminate the chicken tax. Now, it may take 25 years because there's a lot of pressure being placed on him not to eliminate it all at once, because there's a whole slew of vehicles. Toyota Hilux is the first one that comes to mind because you see them everywhere all over the world. Also, the Ford Ranger still being made and sold overseas. The Mitsubishi Triton, which is a pickup truck. The Mitsubishi BT-50. And the Volkswagen Amarok is one of the best-selling trucks in third world countries. Those trucks aren't being offered here because of the tax. When the tax goes away, you're going to see more small pickups coming.
We're going to have an influx of these others.
Yeah, because they've just never been able to sell them. And a lot of places, a lot of companies build trucks other places and skirt the law in different ways, like Ford Transits. Mm-hmm. Ford Transits are all built and shipped into this country with passenger seats in them.
And seat belts and windows.
Yes.
And then they strip that out, shred it, and turn it back into a cargo vehicle.
And sell it as a cargo vehicle. It's so much cheaper to build, and that beats the 25% tax.
However, since it's Ford, that's what puzzles me, because it's built abroad, even though it's a Ford product. It still has to be taxed?
Yeah. Well, and, you always have these unintended consequences anytime you have government changing business. And one of the unintended consequences is, like, the Europeans and the Asians started building factories in America.
Right.
Because it was cheaper to build a factory here and build those smaller trucks and the cars that were going to be taxed. It was cheaper to build them here than it was to build them and try to figure out a way around the tax or not ship them in and not make the money.
Like a Toyota Tacoma, where is it built?
Toyota Tacomas are built here. It's not that small. It's the smaller trucks.
Small to me.
Like the Ranger trucks.
Yeah, out of the five you named, I've only heard of one, the Ford Ranger. The other ones, are they just not in the U.S. yet?
No.
Exactly,
because
they would be taxed by...
Yeah, it costs too much to bring them. It's 25% tax.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
the chicken
really
tax.
That's really fascinating how all that kind of comes to fruition.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of political pressure being placed on the White House right now not to do this free trade agreement because of the automobile portion of it. That's the one thing that he's getting a lot of political pressure from the Democratic Party as well as from the UAW.
Got a couple Autoflex Leasing fan texts here. One guy says he got rear-ended by a texter who didn't even brake before he hit him. On Monday earlier this week, he hit him at 40 miles per hour.
That sounds like a... Let me tell you something. Get your neck checked out real good.
Yeah.
I think from my very, very... I think we were going 25, 30 miles an hour whenever I had my accident back in the 90s. And I have a herniated disc in my neck now.
Mm.
I can't figure out what it's from other than I can only go back that far and think of any kind of trauma.
Right.
So make sure you get yourself taken care of. That's awful.
Call the Frankels.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. Yeah, exactly. Those are good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. At 65 miles an hour, you travel almost 100 feet per second. So if you look down for 3 seconds, you've covered a football field.
That means you could have run over the Dallas Cowboys by then.
That's right. That's scary when you think about it like that in
real
terms.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Every time you look down.
A football field. That's perfect analogy for this radio station, too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the free trade agreement and what happens with the chicken tax and how long they wait to actually phase it out. Because there's, again, there's a lot of pressure being placed. If you're going to phase it out, do it over the next 25 years. Well, that's a long time.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
We'll keep you posted on that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
Little We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Well, I'm not
Welcome back. This
so
is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. And your Autoflex Leasing fan text if you want to chime in that way, 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can see all of our great pre-owned cars, set up a test drive, or maybe find out what your trade's worth. At Autoflex.com, all you have to do is click on What's My Trade Worth, and you'll get a free Black Book appraisal from your friends at Autoflex.
Can I just add to that?
Yeah.
That is an average book value. If you really want to know what it's worth and you're planning on doing a deal, call us, too. Bring it by, because maybe it's worth a little bit more based on the condition it's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this next story is going to be interesting. It might help you decide what you want to buy next.
I don't know. You know, we're being joined right now by my good friend Jim Ziegler. Jim is a journalist out of Atlanta, Georgia. And Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, and Jim has written a great piece called Sergio's Last Stand that was published in Ward's Automotive. And so I'd asked Jim to join us and talk a little bit about why Sergio is trying to merge.
Okay, are we ready?
Mergio, yeah, we're ready, Jim.
Okay, now we're talking about Sergio Marchionne, not Sergio Leone that did all the old Clint Eastwood movies. You know, Sergio Marchionne is the head of FCA, Fiat Chrysler. I have a hard time saying that. It's still Chrysler in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
I'm with you.
But it appears, you know, Chrysler's on fire. Jeep is one of the hottest selling vehicles in the country. The dealers are profitable. You would think that they're on a roll, but the truth of the matter is Sergio is running around frantically trying to cut a deal with anybody that'll listen to him.
Well, and so I know that, like, last month they actually sold more retail vehicles than Ford did in the United States. How can you sell more vehicles than Ford and not make a whole truckload of money?
Well, you've got to remember, they also have Fiat and Alfa Romeo and a couple other brands. And they're getting killed in Europe and other markets.
So
I don't even know how the fall of the Grecian economy affected them, but I understand it was completely negative. If you'll recall, David, we ran Fiat out of the country on a rail about 15, 20 years ago. They had some of the worst quality vehicles in the world.
Was that when they told me that Fiat stood for Fix It Again, Tony?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fix It Again, Tony. If you sold an Alfa Romeo, the salesperson said a prayer that the son of a gun would make the street.
Oh.
And nothing's changed. In the latest J.D. Power initial quality reports, and I'm pretty sure my stats here, I think Fiat ranked 53rd out of 53 cars.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's exactly where they rank. So they're selling a lot of cars, but they're not making money. Who all has he approached to try to do a merger?
Everybody from General Motors, Ford, even Google.
Wow.
Wow, that's smart.
This guy is running around frantically trying to make a deal, and there's smart money that he's lobbying the stockholders of General Motors right now for a hostile takeover.
Well, Jim,
the only hope is economies of scale, and that's what he's preaching. That's what he's talking about. If they merge, and he's suggesting that all of the big companies merge. I know he's approached most of the European and Japanese companies as well.
Has anyone taken him up on it?
No. People are running. Not so much from Sergio. This guy's brilliant. You know, sometimes I wake up and say, hey, the guy's brilliant. And other days I say he's a class clown. But the truth of the matter is, as eccentric as he is, wearing his old sweaters, looking like your Uncle Fred, you know, he really has some genius that he's done. He's pulled Chrysler along. You know, Chrysler's had so many owners. Mercedes-Benz, the Germans had it a while back, you know, and that was like the cast of Hogan's Heroes running the thing, you know, just incredible.
Hey, Jim, this is Tammy here, and I have
a question for
you. How are you?
Wonderful.
So what exactly, why does Sergio want this merger? What will it do for him since they're not making any money? What's his goal, and why doesn't anybody want to merge? What's the real story here?
Well, recently, let's do a little background. They took 1% of the invoice away from the dealers.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, that means the dealers are now paying 1% more for the vehicles, but they didn't increase the price, so there's less profit to be made.
On the car.
No matter if you sold the car for all the money on the window sticker, you're making $300-$400 less.
Okay, so they're not making enough money, and they're putting big rebates out there, aren't they?
They are the highest subsidized franchise out there as far as dealer money, rebate money, money on the hood. They're approaching $3,500 a car, which is the highest in the industry.
And you generally have to put rebates like that out there to try to incentivize somebody to buy the car, correct?
Well, yeah, but you know, the Jeep is a very attractive vehicle. There's some quality issues there.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's a very attractive vehicle. It's a hot seller that they can't hang on to them.
Well, you know, the other thing that we're familiar with is there's huge money back right now on Ram pickup trucks.
Right.
So, I mean, we're doing a lot of Ram pickup trucks. We're leasing a lot of Ram pickup trucks new just because of all the money back. It makes them very affordable.
But it doesn't make it good for Sergio. If he, and I keep talking to Sergio as if he's the whole corporation. I guess he sort of is. But the idea that General Motors would merge with them, they would have all the economies of scale of less plants, less labor, less redundancy. If he had a viable company, it would probably be a pretty good deal.
So if he merged, do you think it would make them more successful?
Well, it would make him more successful, but it wouldn't be in General Motors' best interest.
And that's why they're not doing it.
No, but he's targeting General Motors. Everybody else, it seems, has turned him down or run hard from the proposal.
Well, they need this influx of money. They need to do a merger, right, so that they can actually pay for new product design.
New plants. They've got a lot of money invested in what's on the ground right now.
Well, this just makes sense for me, but shouldn't, maybe the reason a lot of people don't want to merge is the poor quality. Shouldn't they work on their quality issues and make themselves a company that people would want to merge with?
Well, you know, when you talk quality is relative.
Okay.
You know, the quality issues we have with cars today are not the issues we had 20 years ago. The average fleet of cars on the road today is 11 and a half years.
Wow. All right. So the drivetrains are fine. It's the electrical
right.
And technology and stuff.
So the cars are so much better. Even the worst quality cars are pretty good cars compared to what we drove 20 years ago.
Right. David has a...
Hey, Jim, you know, we're a consumer-driven show. Not discounting whatever Sergio wants, what would be the best thing for the consumers of America, of the merger or them going away?
Going away.
Oh, golly. Now, that is a crystal ball issue. I don't know, David. I'm a Mopar guy. I had a Dodge Super B when they were brand new. You know, I love the corporation, but we've seen it. We've seen all sorts of people own it, from AMG to the Germans and back again. And then I think Ally had it for a while. And
yep.
Now Sergio's got it. And
I guess
it's
we'll
been
just
passed
see.
Around. Those poor Chrysler dealers. I told a Toyota convention recently, I said, I could double your sales. And they said, how? I said, fire all your salesmen, hire Dodge salesmen.
Because those guys can really sell.
Yeah, they're selling what they've got right now.
You know, a Toyota monkey with a note in his mouth could stand out in the middle of the lot and sell 20 units.
I have some friends that sell Toyotas that might argue with that, but.
Well, I will say Fiat has some interesting design, and all the products that they've had in over the years have been, you know, pretty cool overall, I think. Even the little Fiat, the 500 is, you know, it's a bugly car.
It is.
But it's cute.
I mean, Viagra commercial that's absolutely hilarious. His commercials are top of the line.
That's true. Those little cars remind me of a little French bulldog.
Aww.
Cute, but not pretty.
We could put one in the trunk of every Jeep and sell more.
There you go.
Probably could, yeah. You know, what else is he doing, by the way, to try to raise money other than merge? Because I've read that he's charging dealers for employee deals, things like that.
Forgot about that. I think they went from $50 to $250 administration fee for Chrysler supplier employee deals.
Well, and at the same time, we see headlines about how Chrysler's going to send all of their employees to college. So it doesn't really fit.
You know, you only know what you read and research. When I write these articles, you know, the article is only 650, 900 words somewhere in there, but I spend 15, 16, 17 hours researching these articles before I write them.
Sure.
I mean, people have no idea how much time I spend online researching, cross-referencing, because I don't want to ever say the wrong thing, and I won't.
So we'll just have to do a little more research on this college thing, won't we? Maybe it's the benefits. Maybe it's a little bit like Greece, you know? We don't want to cut anything here, but we want you to bail us out.
I was researching Greece for another article I was writing. Do you know they've got over 20 state holidays?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm moving to Greece.
Yeah.
I was
20 days a year just on the state holidays, not counting the 2 months of vacation the employees want to take as part of their job.
They do. They get two months a year vacation. They also retire at 55 with benefits.
And they get that two-hour lunch in the middle of the day. Everything is closed between like 1 and 3.
They have siestas. I mean, we always talk about Mexico and we think Mexico has the siestas. The Greeks are the siesta people.
That's right.
Exactly.
I knew I liked those Greeks.
Me too.
Eat, drink, be merry, have a good time. Don't pay for nothing.
And ask the Germans to send more money. We
right,
need it.
Right.
Why not?
That's right.
Jim, it's been great having you, bud. We really appreciate you joining us and sharing
insight,
your knowledge.
I hope Chrysler pulls it out.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you want to read more of Jim Ziegler's work, head to wardsauto.com. Have a great weekend, Jim.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank
See you,
you,
Jim.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your hosts David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, if you're out car shopping today, maybe you want a certified pre-owned vehicle or something brand new, every make, every model, call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972.
Wait, we need your mic on. Either 817 or 972.
234-1234, 888-234-1234. if you're out of the area, and autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. And we're in a new studio. Can you tell?
Yes, you can tell. It's nice, though. I mean, it's a...
The view's amazing.
The view's amazing. Or maybe we'll tweet out a picture.
If you've never seen a big construction crane up close, eyeball to eyeball...
Yeah, at the top of it.
I'm looking right at the operator right now. He's sitting in the top of the crane. It's crazy.
And they swing the arm around, and it looks like it's going to hit us. Maybe I'll Vine that at Sybil1037. I'll put it on Vine so everybody can follow along.
I keep trying to get him to honk his horn.
It's a little different, I think.
Yeah, do they have horns in a crane?
I don't think so. They don't go very far. Unless the wind blows, then it's ugly. All right, let's get into Google's self-driving cars. If you want to see one, you don't have to drive all the way to California now. Mm-hmm. You can just head down 35, and you'll find two of them in Austin. They've got a couple of Lexus RX450H hybrids, and they are self-driving cars, and they are putting around Austin right now. It's a really strange kind of a situation. The Texas Department of Transportation says they welcome Google's self-driving cars, and they're happy that they're using Austin to test. There's a lot of technology moving to Texas. There's a ton of technology in Austin already, so it's sort of natural that they would have it down there.
I think that's really cool. Imagine, like, pulling up to a red light, and you look over at the car next to you, and there's just nobody in it.
Well, they could maybe sitting in the passenger seat or the back seat.
Right. I think don't they have it set up so that a person can take over?
Yeah, they do have. The Google cars all have the ability for a driver to take over if it's necessary, just in case you're worried about it.
It'd still be fun to sit in the right seat instead with this look on your face, like, oh, my gosh, help me.
It's got me.
Yeah.
Well, and so I wondered about, what happens if you're in a self-driving car and the self-driving car is faced with a choice? Do I run into a tree? Do I run off the road into a ditch? Or do I hit this bus?
Oh, good one.
Because we all make these choices when we drive.
Yeah.
As you're driving down the street, if there is a bicyclist on the right side of the road, you naturally move over. Well, when you do that, you place yourself in more danger because oncoming traffic is now closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily hitting you, but closer to you. So it increases the danger by moving away from the bicyclist. So you're not going to hurt the bicyclist, but you're going to move over and you're going to endanger yourself a little bit. Well, these cars are actually programmed already to make those kinds of decisions.
They have ethics.
Exactly. They
I
have
love
algorithms.
It.
Well, they assign a certain amount of risk to everything. Oncoming traffic, a pedestrian, a deer running across the road, they all have a certain amount of risk, and they assign that a number. Maybe a deer running across the road is 25, a pedestrian is 5,000, and a bus with people in it is 10,000, whatever it is.
Now, can you go in and program what your personal settings are? Because, like, I would rather hit a person than a dog.
Well, and see, that's the thing. That's the thing. We know that, Sib. But the car is going to choose the dog, I can tell you.
Aww.
It's not gonna run over the person. But I think it's really interesting that they have already programmed ethics into some of these cars so that they make decisions based on the probability of the risk magnitude. How bad is the risk to the driver and to others?
That's really amazing that they thought about this and thought of every scenario and plugged it all in.
And they've got a computer that spit out this program so that the car already makes choices. Now, are they going to be the same choices you would make? That's going to be the question.
No.
And who pays when something goes wrong? If it has to choose between hitting this car or that car, and it chooses one of those, the driver didn't choose, so his insurance wouldn't be liable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think the insurance would have to still be liable. If they're going to have these self-driving cars and the cars are going to be making the decisions here, then the insurance for that car that made the decision pays, period. You can't get into all this craziness.
Well,
and isn't it sad that that's where we're headed with this? Who's gonna get sued?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to pay for the damages?
But that's a real issue.
America's
paying. I hope that that never even comes about. And I'm, you know, to this day, that's always a battle when there is an accident. Whose fault was it? And so on and so forth. And what if really you got run off the road trying to avoid an accident, but then you did hit the bus full of school children and this other guy's long gone. It's still your insurance that has to pay because you were the middleman, basically.
Right.
You know, that guy runs you off the road and then you hurt somebody. I think it's going to be a very thick, mucky mire of a trip down that road.
It is.
And now we're getting into a lot of feedback from our Autoflex Leasing fan texters. One fan texter says you're supposed to hit the cyclist. It's beta to hurt one instead of many.
Right. Beta.
Yeah, it's beta.
Better.
Got it. Beta.
Okay, that actually...
But it's probably also beta. There's probably, you know, some actuaries crunched all the numbers.
Yeah.
And, absolutely, it's better to hurt one than...
Or is it better to hit a bus because it's got a structure surrounding it versus
exactly.
a cyclist who has no protection?
But then who's going to get hurt? The driver. Which one is going to hurt me the worst?
And does the car protect you or protect others?
Gosh, right. This is such a puzzle.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Autoflex Leasing fan text. So, if I'm drunk, can I get a Google car to drive me home?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you could.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Never have to bother with Uber again. I'll just dial up my car.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Uber in the last segment. They've had some difficulty in France. In fact, they're Ubered out over there.
Well, they're Ubered out in Mexico. They're Ubered out in France.
I'm Ubered out.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because it's not the government that closed them down. It was a reaction to the cab drivers in both Mexico and France. In France, the cab drivers all got together and blocked the main two highways to the airports there so that no one could get to the airport or away from the airport. And then they would find Uber cars, and physically they would turn them over and catch them on fire. It was a serious deal.
Where were the drivers?
They got out. Some of them got beat up.
Oh, gosh.
Some of the cab drivers beat them up.
Oh, so my word. Now that's...
This last week, the president of France announced that Uber was done. They were no longer a legal business. They could not operate in France. And all of the people's Uber cars, if they caught them, would be confiscated.
Wow.
That'll take the profit motive out of it.
Now, I understand there are a lot of people making plenty of money with this as another job.
Mm-hmm.
Driving people around in their own car all day.
Who are you getting in a car with, though?
Well, who am I getting? I told a taxi driver one time if he didn't drive better, I was getting out of that car.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. Straightened right on up. And I also nearly grabbed a phone out of one guy's hand because he was texting. That was in Mexico. He was I said, put that down. What are you doing?
Did he understand what you were saying?
Oh, heck yeah, he did.
Even if he didn't, he did.
Just look on his face.
So what about the other companies? I don't know if France has them, but in the U.S., especially here in Texas, we have OneRide and we have Lyft and we have all these other Uber-type companies that are popping up.
Well, and the other story that came out this last week is the car-sharing story that came out of Denver, Colorado. There was a car-sharing drive-by.
Ooh.
Someone went out and got one of the car shares, car to car.
Rented it for an hour.
They rented it for an hour, and they used it in a drive-by shooting. And so the people from the car company, the car to car, they said, oh, no problem. We've got them because we know who we do business with.
Right.
Well, guess what? It was a stolen credit card. That's the first thing. Now, they can trace the cars. They know where they go and where they go, where they've been, because they can trace them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they found out that these bad guys, they rented three of them.
Oh.
And so now they have no way to know where the car came from, where it went, for sure, because there's three of them floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was used in a drive-by gang shooting.
Oh, my gosh.
So the gangs have sort of caught up with the new technology.
Wow. And then think of the other. I mean, you could do all kinds of crimes, bank robberies and everything else where you need a getaway car, but you don't want to use yours.
All you need is a stolen credit card.
Gosh,
anybody have
ID?
A stolen credit card? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Pretty weird.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah!
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 and Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can go online and actually get a car if you want to. You can't drive it away, but you can do everything else.
You can't drive it online?
No.
And as we like to do for the last segment every show, we bring in Mike Dingus and Jesse Hawley and make them work a little extra. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
So we're good.
I'm as excited as I get. There's a big UFC fight tonight. And I just, it's like, it's a Christmas morning, but you have to wait till Christmas night to open your presents.
Oh.
So I'm really excited. There's an Irish fighter that could either make my sport really popular or he could lose and crush my dreams.
I saw him on TV. Does he look like young Charles Manson? Yes, I saw him.
He does have crazy eyes.
But he's got like orange hair. He's orange-headed ginger Charles Manson.
Yeah.
That's him.
The ginger's going down tonight.
Great.
Uh-huh. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about Tesla.
Yeah, you know, they don't sell Teslas in Russia, and the rich Russians want them. They call them driving like an iPhone. They think they have so much technology. They're right. Cars are filled with technology, and there's a reason they don't sell them there. Because Elon Musk, that owns Tesla,
right,
also owns SpaceX. And SpaceX has government contracts with the United States, and the United States and Russia aren't getting along well right now. So Elon can't sell his cars in Russia because of his contracts. So the Russians are going crazy. They're buying these cars. They're air shipping them in, costs them $12,000 to get one shipped in. And then they're having to pay a $50,000 tariff to clear customs, and they're doing it.
Why?
There's over 250 because they want them.
There are some rich ones over
there. There's some very rich Russians, and they want these Teslas. Give me something I can't have. I'm going to want it.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Well, if they could probably figure out how to take them apart and put them back together again, they'd steal them and ship them over there, too.
Okay, so.
Because that'd be a little cheaper way to do it.
I wish Jesse Hawley's mic was on.
It says it's on.
It says it's on.
I'm saying anything in that high of demand that would bring that.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Hey.
So ask me that question again.
Are you calling Russians thieves?
No, I'm calling anybody who seizes an opportunity to make a lot of money and does it that way would be the thief. I'm just saying, wherever it is, if there's that kind of demand and no supply, somebody's going to steal cars and
thinking about stealing. I don't mean to cut you off, Dave.
Sure.
Did you guys see that deal last week with the guy from Oklahoma City? Oklahoma City?
I'm going to need more info than that.
There was this guy one time.
I'm getting there. He's disguised himself as a Brinks
security guy
and walks into a Walmart in Oklahoma City as a Brinks guy and walks out with $75,000 in small bills.
Oh.
Okay, I am not for any criminal activity, but that guy's a genius. I'm just saying.
You can get away with that one time.
Yeah.
Now,
the second time, though.
I'll keep an eye on it now because I work in a restaurant. We have people come. I pick up all the time. And if it's a different person, he's got the uniform on, take the money, man. Go for it. Because I've got a camera in the office. I'm not worried about it. This dude's getting caught. It's HD camera.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it. Plus, they have the gun on them. So
right.
I don't want to call them. I don't want to call their bluff in a one-on-one situation.
Just
unarmed.
In case. Yeah. Just in case. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about Darwin at work. Extremes. Mm-hmm. People that go to extremes. This last week, we had two cases of Darwin doing what he does best. First of all, there was the man that set the 4th of July firework off on his head.
I cannot believe this guy.
Devon Staples. Well, alcohol was involved in both of these. So
of
that's maybe a lot of the problem, but Devon Staples from Maine decided to put one of those big cannon things on his head and set it off. His brother said he wasn't actually trying to set it off, but he had the firework on his head and he had a lighter in his hand and somehow they got together.
Right. Mm.
Anyway, Devon's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
It blew his head off.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
His brother, I think the quote was, I went to go see if Devin was doing okay, and there was no Devin left.
Danny was not ready for the ending of that story.
And then finally back to Texas again, where
I wasn't either.
Where
a rough read.
Where there's a swamp out in East Texas down by the coast, and there's a big sign that says no swimming alligators. Well, Tommy Woodward, 28, decided to heck with the alligators. I'm swimming anyway.
That's what he gets. Whatever happened to him, he deserves.
They said as soon as he jumped in the water, he screamed for help. Evidently, alligators work very quickly when they see fresh food.
Yes.
Tommy's not with us anymore.
It all makes me sad. I mean, neither one of those stories. That's horrible. And that is horrible.
Is this the same guy?
Right. Fireworks on your head or swimming with gators?
Yeah. What do you choose?
Like Jackass 4.
I heard that the alligator pulled him under and then takes him across the bay, pulls him up on the bank, and leaves him there for a little while. He was already dead, but just to like kind of have his food sitting there waiting for him, and then he went back later and ate him.
Ripening up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Who's not ready for this mix, guys?
Normally, we just do car stuff.
I was ready to find out about the new Honda truck or something like that.
Now, they found a caiman in Trinity River this week, too. Did you guys see that?
Well, and there's some big alligators in Lake Louisville. In the tributaries that feed in, there's some fairly good-sized alligators up there. There was a picture of one of those 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah,
now,
on the
my
news.
Question is, how are they getting there? Is someone people, growing them at home? And
I mean, people
a bit
used
too
to
big?
Bring these alligators home from Florida when you could buy them as babies. They'd bring them home from Florida, and then they'd get too big, and they'd just turn them loose.
And there's we've done this to ourselves.
<It's> right.
Like, the Everglades have got pythons in them now because people would buy the pet pythons and then take them out and turn them loose, and you know, they live perfectly well out there.
You see why black people don't swim? You see why we don't go into the water?
I will, between the sharks and the alligators and all that, I'm with you. I will be in a boat.
You see why we stay on land and barbecue?
Right.
We stay on the beach and barbecue.
Swimming pool?
Mike hates when I talk black and white talk. Mike thinks that doesn't exist sometimes.
I think being afraid to swim is a bad thing, and your life's not as much fun if you can't swim.
No, we're all right. Trust me.
Do the swimming pool thing.
Yeah,
that's safe.
You can see the bottom.
That scares him, too.
No,
just the association with water, he freaks out.
No, I'm a pretty good swimmer.
That's why he doesn't shower, either.
I do shower.
Oh, stop.
I know. I shower this morning.
I'll get you some floaties.
You are the most germ-free guy I've ever met in my entire life.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
Except when he wipes snot on his cardboard. Or floorboards of his
Boogers.
Car.
Well, Boogers.
I took a picture.
Sticky fingers.
I took a picture of the car mat last week, right before I took it to the car wash, and I was like, "Man, I didn't have your number. I was going to text it to you.
Oh, nice.
Show you like where the Booger Cemetery was on the car mat.
Did it look like a country sky with stars?
It did. It looked like at night.
Ew.
Like if you just close your eyes and picture what it would look like, that's what it would look like.
We actually have an Autoflex leasing fan text. What is a good hybrid midsize SUV?
Jesse Hawley?
Like the Range Rover sport size.
BMW X6.
Well, I would say the Lexus.
Yeah. Probably the best one all around cost-wise, and because I don't think it costs any more to hybridize that Lexus than their standard vehicle.
Well, that would be my next question. What would be your motivation to have the midsize SUV as a hybrid? Because we did a study, there was a Toyota Highlander hybrid, and they only built it in a four-wheel drive, and then they had the regular Toyota hybrid, and there was no money being saved on fuel, and the price was higher, so they were really paying more to be green, and with gas prices as low as they are right now,
yeah, it's hard.
I'm just wondering what your motivation is, because when customers call Autoflex and they want some guidance like that, that's how we help them.
And what's your budget? Because there's a big range, as you know, between the Range Rover, even the Range Rover and the Lexus, there's a large range.
Just in prices, but yeah. That's what they'd like, the Range Rover sport size. So I would say maybe that Lexus hybrid, but my question is, why hybrid? Call us at Autoflex, and we can show you deals where, you know, you can save enough money. You could just go ahead and donate that to Greenpeace or
there you go,
some ecology group if you'd like to, and help them do something in another way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really hard to justify the difference in cost if there is a difference in cost for
with
a hybrid
gas
right
prices
now.
Are this
yeah.
cheap.
So if you want your question answered further and you want to test drive a couple different types, 817 or 972-234-1234. That's the number to Autoflex. What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Well, we got a lot of Mavericks talk because the Mavericks got a new point guard.
Oh.
We lost DeAndre Jordan, but we got Deron Williams, which would have been really exciting 3 years ago. Yeah. Not as exciting right now.
Have they actually confirmed yet?
Well, no. It's not official yet. But everything that I've read online, according to ESPN reporters and Yahoo reporters, is that he's going to be a Maverick.
Well, you know, handshake deals. That'll hold up.
Yeah, that'll hold up.
Let me know when he has a jersey, okay?
Yeah.
His wife said he's coming home.
His
yeah,
wife said he's got to be coming home.
I saw
if
that tweet.
If wife says it, then it's done.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
If wife says it, then it's done. It's
I still want to see the jersey.
Yeah, I want to see the locker. I want to see the keys to the place that he's living at.
Yes,
in Dallas to make sure it's official.
All right, so stay tuned for that. If you want to call Autoflex, again, those numbers 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard and Snuggles. Way over there in your little fish tank. Jesse Hawley and Mike Dingus coming up next. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Leasing.